Hello, welcome to a new episode from the Joker's Forum podcast. This is Niels, I'm your host, and I'm happy that you're joining me today. And this is an episode about checking the final mix. This is all you have to do before you release your music to the world audience. How do you make sure that you don't miss anything during the final check of the master version and that you end up releasing a well-rounded sound? So many songs by self-producing artists are simply published too quickly without being checked intensively. And often these kind of releases don't reach beyond a potential status. Although this can be overcome with a little work and of course by feedback and a bit of more testing and checking to bring out the full potential of the song creation. As a self-producing artist, we find ourselves walking a tightrope between I will never finish because I can always do better and just get it out there. It will be good enough and it won't get any better. Finishing a song is not that easy as it sounds. But once you have completed the production stages like recording, mixing, mastering, it only needs to check that final mix and possibly do just some minor adjustment for the release. And considering all the work or the groundwork you have done so far to get to that point, you should approach this last step with the same intention and love for your music creation. And now it is so important to plan time for collecting feedback before you release your music creation. And do this check for yourself, but also choose people who can give you wisely feedback. You need to give them a clear process of how and where to judge your song so that you get informed answers for a doable comparison to your own. That is the main part I want to go into together with you today. At first, let's get back to the point why you even have to check your final mix. You want to release a song at best only once a time. So don't make my own fault to work on songs again after you release it. That may can cause because of you changed a project, you changed the band setting, or you just, as I do, want to make music in another language and you took over the song and create new vocals to that song, but in its own it stays the same song and release it again. But if you have that in mind, that you want to release your song once a time, then at the best possible approach. The second point is you maybe also hold back to release the song because you never said, okay, it is now finished. I did that often years back as well. I have songs that have already passed their third or even fourth mixed version and I have never released it because I thought, oh, now some years are gone and I can do a better mix and so on. So that could hold you back to release it. That's even better that you check one version intensively, do the changes and go on. And be sure that your mix sound is as good as possible on most used playback devices that your audience like to listen to your song. And that could be anything from a car, headphones, in-ears, TV, hi-fi system. So you have to check on those systems as well and not only on your own production environment. But who can help with the check? You don't have to do it on your own because yourself could be too much involved over the time because inside the whole production process, you heard the song and the creation of the song probably hundreds of times. So fresh and independent ears will help you a lot. And here we can create three different types of groups of people, or let's call three categories of people that can help you to get the feedback you need to make the final changes and release a finished song. The first one, people who are naturally know about the musical subject, because they can be very helpful. That could be some music friends or good friends that you know and where you know they enjoy listening intensive to music, at best at your genre. As well, you can ask your colleagues with whom you get in well and also have a certain understanding of music. And of course, you could also get another opinion from another mastering engineer or mixing engineer, if you can be sure that they not just try to sell you a better service, a better performance for your song, so that they say, yeah, you have done it very good, but you can change here and there, but I can do that for you, and that goes fill the blank. So that's not helpful for you if you want to self-produce your music. You just need to get feedback. If you have to pay for feedback, be ready or be careful that you really get the feedback you want from them that helps you to evolve your mixing process and to bring out the full potential of the song. The second group is the not music related but trustworthy people. You probably are not creating music only for other people with an understanding of music and audio production. So you have to keep an eye on the people who can simply give you their honest but constructive opinions that are significant for your approach to reach a better mix. So that could be very close friends who can be open and honest with you, even if they are not too much into your music. Also, family members who will give you a neutral answer to your questions. And that's a good point about the question. We come to that in a moment, because that counts for all of the groups. The third group is the unknown group. There are also numerous Facebook groups where you can get feedback on your song. So you upload your mix version and ask for feedbacks. However, you should pay close attention on how you ask for feedback. Come to that in a minute. And also, you have to be careful or pay attention who's giving you their feedback. Is that really related to your approach? There are many people out there that just write something because they have the time and not the intention to help you. Positive critical feedback is also not very easy to give. It's much more easier to talk bad things about something than tell the things that could be have done better and why and how. So all in all, be patient when you ask people from that groups. And of course, we don't want to miss the people where you maybe work together on your music. Other musicians that plays for you, or bandmates, all the people that are not get paid by you for their playing on your production. So you should never disregard your own opinion and the opinion of your bandmates you may have. This opinion should always carry the most weight when you check the final mix and when you compare all the feedback. Now that you have the idea who you can ask for feedback and that they check your music, you have to define how to check. How do you ensure that everyone has the same conditions when they check the final mix? you need to specify them clearly how they should listen to your music. So all pre-listeners receive the same files in the same resolution as WAV files or MP3 or whatever. So all have the same file. All pre-listeners should be at best familiar with the genre in some way. Even if they are not into music, they should like to listen to the genre you produce. If you do country rock music and you ask someone who's more into the R&B style and don't listen to others, then it might not be the best person to ask. All of your pre-listeners should also be able to check the song in the same listening situation, and there are several possibilities in your headphones, boom headphones, laptop speakers, car sound system, stereo system is necessary, hi-fi system, studio speakers, and so on. Not every test listener has to go through all the possible listening situations, but you should determine in advance who should listen on which system, what they have, what they can do, can they do on one system, on two system, on three system. So that's depend on their time, on their will to help you, and which possibilities they have to listen to your music. And a little extra point will be if you mix with a reference song. So you have chosen a song where you that helps you to find the way on your own song. If you have done that inside your mix, and you should give the listeners, the test listeners, your reference song as well, so they can better understand what you want to achieve. So they probably can better understood your mixing decisions. This is more for the selected advanced users that are also in the music production area. So that might not be a good thing for your family members that just want to help you and listen to your music but don't understand so much what's going on in the mix. But if someone like a mastering engineer or your bandmate or whoever understand what you are doing, then that might help for him to get a better understanding. So now you have decided who you can ask and how they should listen to your music. Now you have to define how they can create the feedback for you and how you can evaluate all the feedback you get. So you have to create a standardized assessment system with specific questions so that you get a consistency in answers that you can analyze better and make the best decision from the feedback. You need to ensure that all the people follow the same criteria for a quick and efficiency evaluation. So here you have at first to clearly state the goal why they listen or why they should listen to your music. It's easy to say I want to have the best mix in the end, but that will not help the listener. You can say, an example, the song should sound good across all playback systems. So if they check even just on two systems, like on headphones and in the car, they can say what is the difference between those and where is the sound for them the best. And then you have some feedback from them where you can work with. And if you have feedback from multiple listeners, then you need to be sure that you can compare the feedback, bring in your own, and then work on that. So be mindful with the type of feedback. Some feedback givers provide more analytical input and others respond more in an emotional way. And if you define the criteria of the assessment up front, then it is easier for them to answer and it's easier for you to evaluate that. So you could create countless points and variations for the basis how the listener can give you feedback. You have to make sure that it remains as a feasible task for your pre-listeners so that they know, okay, if I listen to the song, I need 10 or 15 minutes to create the feedback. If someone knows he has to give you a quick feedback just on the telephone, then you can call up the question and the answer and you write that down on your own. So the goal for you is that you get feedback that you can evaluate in a realistic time frame and work without too much effort to draw your conclusion what you should now do with the feedback. I would also recommend that you not only specify the question that you want to give your pre-listeners, you also should give them answer options. Because if you ask someone who is unable to express their feelings in a concrete terms, they only need to put maybe a cross on a paper and you will receive a clear tendency from their test listen about the asked point and the chosen listening medium. So as an example for the answers, if you ask, how do you find the vocals in the overall song? And you give them the possible option to answer with clearly too quiet, a little quiet, just right, a little too loud, and clearly too loud. They have 5 options and can answer that without a big note or so. They just put a cross in the right case and then you know what they think, and they don't have to write words or anything, and you can work. Maybe you have 3 people and 3 people give you the answer. You can just compare that very quickly. Even you can dot that very fast on the specific listening device. And I would like to give you some examples how you can create your questions and which way you can think of. So at first, you can have the general aspects. You ask your test listeners about the more general impression and refer to general characteristics. A could be how they find the overall bass range in the song. That could be from clearly too little to clearly too powerful. Or the mid-range could be from clearly too little to clearly too sharp, or the treble range from clearly too dull to clearly too harsh. So you can give them the question and the answers how you can compare that at best. And here's a side note, depending on whom you ask, certain people may find it difficult to define where the difference lies between, let's say here, the bass and the mid-range. Most people can tell very well the difference between bass and treble, but have a bit of problem about the mid-range because they don't know where it starts and where it ends. So the mid-range is somewhat more difficult to define for some of your ask people. Have that in mind when you create your questions, what you ask for. The second can be very specific query on song parts. Let's call up here the intro, the verse, the chorus, and the bridge. If you have that in the song structure, you can ask, is any kind of that part too quiet or too loud? And so they can give you an answer how they feel the dynamic of the song through the song structure. It must be clear to the listener at which points a change between these parts take place. When does the verse end? Do you have a little bridge or an interlude? Where does the chorus begin? If this is not very clear, then always remember your listener maybe hear the song for the first time, when you may have heard it over 100 times in the creation process. So you need to write down maybe minutes and seconds as a side information where one part starts and ends. But you also can ask for very specific query for individual vocal or instruments parts, like the drums. You could ask about the whole drums set sound, or explicitly on the bass drum, the snare, the cymbals. Is the bass drum too loud, too boomy, too muddy, or too kicky? Is the snare sound too explosive or too dull? Are the cymbals too harsh? And so on. And that goes for other parts, like the bass guitar. Is it loud enough? Is it too dull? Or the singer guitar parts, about the rhythm guitars, the lead guitars, or the solo. Other instruments like piano, strings, whatever it is in your song, like lead vocals, backing vocals, ask there the most typical question where you may think, is that right? Are the cymbals too sharp? Is the lead vocal loud enough or too loud? In general, the question, is it too loud? It is good, or it's too quiet, fits very well on these kind of individual instruments and vocals. But also how they feel in the song. In other words, you could ask of too far forward or too far in the back, because you have used some kind of delays, reverbs, room effects, or whatever is the space around that particular instrument or vocals too much or too little. The listener should tell you how they feel and what stands out for them, both in the positive and negative way when they check the mix, because that will help you maybe for further things, for further mixing process, when you know that Audisim say, yes, the lead vocal with that kind of room and verb, that sounds really nice. So you can use it. So it is helpful that you tell them you don't not only need the negative or the critical part, you just also like to have the things that stands out in a positive way for them. Even if they check all things, yeah, that's right, but the vocals is the best. Or, man, the bass guitar is such a huge feeling in that mix. That's really great. So ask them for the most two or three parts that they like the most. The listener does not have to provide you with any suggestions for a solution. This falls back into your area. You need only their response, what they think is not right, not how you can, not how you they think would change that. If you get the results that the voice cannot come out itself too well in the chorus, then you need to check what could be the solution in the mix at best. Could you pull back some of the rhythm guitars? Can you bring out more frequency from other parts so that the vocals have more space in that frequency range? Or can you pull it louder? Can you work with another compressor or whatever? That is your task, not the task of the test listener. If the test listener says, oh yeah, I would bring up the vocals 2 dB, that is not helpful for you, because that is in relation, and there's so much going on that you just need to pull something back. You don't have to make something louder. Whenever you can make it louder, bring it forward a little by interventing in specific frequency areas, or even improve the listener experience by pulling something back, that is all on your side. And here are some further tips that are more for the test listeners who knows about the music production or audio production side. You can ask them that they should listen to your song in stereo and in mono if that possible. Does the song behave in some way as in stereo, or is something missing or overlaid in the mono area, so you get there another intention what you should check again by yourself. Also, a good question is listen very loud to your song, very quiet and in a normal volume. There could happen very different things when you listen in a different volume, and you could get some different impression, and that can feel different from time to time, also on different playback devices. So that helps to understand what you can do to a mix when you have that different volume. But all these criteria should be checked on different system as well. And of course, you should also carry out this test procedure yourself at first before you bring that to other people. This will also give you a direct impression of how much time such feedback and such testing may take, including the answer to the questions. Because you will certainly have an easier time if it only takes just a few minutes to answer your questions, because you have that good preparation and creation of the answers options for the ratings for the people that listen to your mix. Let's say you create that form for you, you have all the answers for the questions, and you try that on your own, and you want to try that on different playback systems, then don't do that on one day. Let time pass between those playback systems to have your full concentration on the specific playback system with fresh ears. This is very important, because only then you can judge how it really took place on that system. And that's what I would tell my pre-listener as well, so that they took the time, even if it took a week to get that feedback back. It's okay. It is always what you get into it you can use, and if that has quality answers is better than just to rush through it and get back something that you can't work with. Here's a roundup for today. Make sure to test your final song creation before you release it to the world. Create at best a test concept and define what you want to hear for and how to answer the question in a way so that you are able to elevate it fast and in a clear way. Do it on your own and define the other people. I would say 1 to 3 more people is a good number to start. Don't ask too much people, because too much answer may won't help you in a way, and it took you too long to compare all the answers and get a good impression what you should change. If you are unsure about the answers, then talk to them. Communication at least is the best way to get things right, and they can tell you about their emotion as well, what they don't can bring to the table if they just make some cross on a form. So that's for today. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your listening on this podcast. I hope I have you back at the next episode. So stay tuned and bye-bye.